I want to be snowed in with you for an entire night. We are alone. The roads are impassable. No possible way to escape. It's 22 degrees below zero, so even on foot isn't a choice. I'm a little scared, unsure exactly how far you will push me. My excitement overrides my fear as I walk into the house. It's dark, and I can't see you, but I know you're there. I turn to close the door, and you rush up behind me. You place one hand over my mouth, and the other around my waist as you drag me to the bedroom. My heart is pounding, because I trust you, but I still don't know if I can handle what you want to do to me. I can feel your big hard cock pushing up against me as I start to panic. Maybe I've made a mistake. I try to push you off, ask you gently to wait. Please slow down, just a little. You don't. You've stripped me of my clothes and tied my hands tightly behind my back. You push me to my knees, and I open my eyes to your raging hard dick as you force it into my mouth. I try to slow you, but remember quickly my hands are tied. You grab my hair and slam into my mouth as I desperately try to take all of you. With one hand in my hair and the other pinching my nipples, you fuck my face until I'm mouth deep up to your balls. You pull out quickly and rest your hard dick across my nose and eyes as you push my face to your balls, swollen with cum in my spit. I lick them gently and feel you tense as I try to take them both in my mouth. I run my tongue from the base all the way to the tip of your cock, then back down, sucking them hard, secretly yearning for your cum. It feels like forever until suddenly you stop me, forcing all of yourself down my throat and hold me to you tightly. I'm struggling to breathe as I feel your cum shooting down the back of my throat. It's over, I tell myself. He'll untie me now. You don't. You pull out of my mouth and roughly force me to stand, leading me up by my hair. You spin me around and push me face down on the bed, my legs still firmly planted on the floor, my hands still tightly tied behind my back. I try to turn my head to see what you're planning for me next, but I don't get the chance as I feel your cock start to poke against my ass. I can't believe how hard you still are, and start to anticipate you sliding into my pussy, which is now dripping with anticipation despite my fear. Here it comes, I think. He's gonna slam into it hard and fast. You don't. You push into my asshole and I start to panic, knowing you're too big and knowing there's no lube. I'm still tied and realize no amount of struggling is going to stop what you're about to do. Before I can even try to take a deep breath and prepare, you force yourself all the way in one hard movement. I jerk forward, but it doesn't matter as you start pounding your huge cock into my tight ass. Faster and harder as the tears start to well up in my eyes. Suddenly, you slap my bare ass so hard, the sound starts ringing in my ears as pain starts radiating from my cheek. You grip my waist tightly as you slam into me, harder and harder, pulling all the way out before bottoming back in roughly. What you don't know is the harder you fuck my ass with your big dick, the harder your balls slap against my clit, causing a violent mixture of pleasure and pain that starts to scare me. I feel you start to throb and jump in surprise as you come deeply into my ass, roughly grabbing my waist as you hold your cock still in my now stretched asshole. I exhale, thinking, this is it. He will stop now, ashamed at the fact that I was starting to enjoy being used and abused by you. He will untie me and let me leave. You don't. You pull out, and I feel your cum flooding out of me. Your hands leave my body, and I'm left face down with my ass in the air as I hear you walk away. My hands are still tightly tied behind my back, but I manage to flip myself over on the bed. At least I can let my legs rest. You're gone, I think. He must be done, and I can relax, even if my hands are still bound. I drift into an exhaustion-fueled sleep, assuming you'll go and leave me alone. You don't. I wake to a blindfold being placed over my eyes and ropes being untied from around my wrists. I try and jump up, now terrified of what you could possibly do to me next. You grab me by the throat and push me back down. this time making sure my hands are at the headboard. I know that's where they are, because I can hear the metal clinking as you chain my arms above my head. You can't see the tears forming under the blindfold, as I imagine what you have in store for me now. Maybe if I just lay quietly and take it, your cock will soften for the first time tonight. Maybe you'll finish quick and leave me to rest and heal. You don't. I gasp loudly as I feel your mouth on my neck, kissing and sucking on me softly. Your hands forcing my legs open. You're moving so slow, so softly, biting and nibbling your way down to my now painfully hard nipples. You stop over the left one and breathe hard against it, with one hand around my neck, the other underneath me squeezing my ass. I start to writhe under you, not used to being teased so gently. I hear you laugh as you finally place your mouth over my nipple, sucking and licking it, sending me into a frenzy. You switch to the other, this time using your teeth, while still pinching the other with your hand you've removed from my ass. My pussy drips as you torture me for what feels like forever, my nipples feeling electric. Not once have you moved between my legs, which is now soaked, wanting your attention desperately. I start to beg for you to slide your big hard cock into me, pleading for you to abuse me like I secretly had been enjoying all this time. You don't. I feel your body hovering over mine, but instead of your cock, I feel your tongue against my clit, slowly flicking at it, driving me crazy. You squeeze my ass roughly as you bury your head in my pussy, finally tasting my juices that are dripping because of you. You feel me start to come and abruptly stop. I cry out as you leave me wanting and desperate for your attention. My entire body is trembling with frustration as I curse you for being so cruel. I regret misbehaving instantly as you roughly grab my neck, squeezing tight as your rock-hard dick slams into my pussy in one fast motion. I struggle to accommodate you that quickly, but you just keep pounding, harder and faster, squeezing tighter and tighter until everything goes black. I come to on my stomach, ass in the air, hands free, with you pounding me from behind, slapping and grabbing me, leaving marks I know I will feel for days after. You know you won't break me, and you know I like to feel used by you. I push back against you, feeling your balls slap against my clit, begging you to go harder and faster and rougher. I've never felt so full, so sore, or so satisfied as I come, almost painfully, as you're nowhere near done using my pussy for your satisfaction. My arms and legs tremble as you keep pounding and pushing into me, now holding my hair to make sure you're hitting the very back of my cervix with your huge cock. With one final brutal push, I feel you come deep inside me as we both collapse to the bed. As I begin to pass out from both pleasure and pain, I think, I hope he's not done. I hope there's still more. I hope he doesn't get soft for the first time tonight. You don't.